Eating a vegetarian diet has long been recognised as the more healthy option for your body, as well as a kinder alternative to the mass farming and slaughter of animals. But according to Glenn Hickman from Vegan Essex, we now also know that a meat-free diet is better for the planet.
The rainforests are being felled to provide grazing land, and it's estimated that only 2% of the original rainforest still remain untouched on the whole planet, which is quite a huge proportion that we've lost. For example, the rainforest in Brazil has seen in the last year or so a 40% increase in being felled. That's been attributed to growing soya, which 95% of the soya that we grow is for feeding animals.
So at the end of the day, by eating lots of meat, we're having to produce lots of grazing land, which of course means we're losing lots of forest.
That's right, and it's very inefficient. Typically, a grazing animal only gives us 30 to 40% efficiency from the plant protein. And in the case of cattle, for beef, that goes down to as low as 8%.
Now, what does that actually mean in terms of efficiency?
For 1 kilogram of beef, we'd have to feed a cow 12.5 kilograms of grain. For example, 1/4 pound of hamburger imported from Latin America requires the clearing of 6 square yards of rainforest and the destruction of 165 pounds of living matter, including 20 to 30 different plant species.
So what do we actually know about how much forest is being cleared specifically for grazing rather than for logging and things?
Well, it's estimated that since 1960, 25% of the Central American rainforests have been cleared for grazing, and 40,000 square miles of Brazilian rainforests have been cleared for the same reason. And Brazil estimates that 38% of its rainforests have been lost for grazing. And not only are we losing trees and the species that inhabit those trees, we're losing potential benefits to human health, such as the plants in the rainforest that have potential cancer-curing properties.
Now, once that land has been cleared for cattle to graze on it, does that mean at least the cattle can stay there kind of forever? So at least we can keep on feeding the cows?
No. What happens, the land becomes prone to topsoil erosion. There's no root systems anymore and there's no tree cover protecting the topsoil. And the cattle tread this in and it's washed away and it's lost. And the land becomes infertile and doesn't support growing crops.
So then it's effectively wasteland?
Eventually, yes.
So what impact is that actually having specifically on our food supply around the planet, on whether people are actually having enough to eat or not?
The United Nations estimate that 1 billion people suffer from malnutrition and hunger, and that's a direct result of not having enough to eat. We're wasting food, feeding animals. Meat-based diets are very inefficient. Most animals turn only 30 or 40% of plant protein into meat protein, and for cattle, that's as low as 8%. And that means for a kilogram of beef that we need to feed a cow 12.5 kilograms of grain. It's estimated that 40% of the world's grain is used to feed livestock. If we turned over all grain production for human consumption, there'd be more than enough food. That doesn't allow for distribution of food and other factors that stop people receiving food, such as political systems. That's not the issue here. There is not enough food to go around. An example, 10 acres of land can provide beef for 2 people. It can provide soya beans for 61. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, raising of livestock takes 2/3 of all the agricultural land we have, and that amounts to 1/3 of the total land mass of the planet. As more land is used to produce meat exports, less land is available for local use, causes local food problems. Although the estimates vary wildly, one estimate puts the number of people that die from hunger-related diseases to 60 million people every year. Hunger and malnutrition is implicated in half of the 11 million deaths of under-5-year-olds every year. In addition to the food deficiencies, water usage is also extremely inefficient. UNICEF and the World Health Organization both estimate that over 1 billion people do not have access to safe water, and that 5,000 children die each day due to water and sanitation-related diseases. It takes 100,000 litres of water to produce 1 kilogram of beef, but only 500 litres of water for a kilogram of potatoes. It is estimated that a day's food for a meat eater requires 15,000 litres of water. For a vegetarian, this reduces to 5,000 litres of water. And for a vegan, goes down to a mere 1,500 litres of water a day. A meat-based diet not only causes deforestation and the resultant extinction of massive amounts of species, it's also an extremely inefficient use of the available food and water resources. And to use the grain and land for human consumption would reduce the stress on food and water resources for everyone.
From Vegan Essex, that's Glenn Hickman.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
news online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.